Good morning to everyone. Happy Wednesday to all of you. And we take advantage of this beginning of the homily to express our solidarity with all those who suffer around the world, and including those who are still without power or water or roofs, those affected by Odette, without forgetting those who have been affected by COVID. Today we read and follow the narration of St. Mark. Now we're in chapter 7. It's an interesting episode for us to learn from. Here we see Jesus calling the people to him, to himself, and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. It is the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen to this." Well, we should take note, perhaps, first of all, of the concern, a very deep concern of the Pharisees and scribes and of Jews in general regarding purity. And this is not just purity from bacteria, because at that time, I don't think they knew about this microscopic creatures. It was what you call ritual purity. By certain external actions, they achieve a certain ritual cleanliness, right? So if you remember, Our Lady went to the temple and presented the child Jesus there, right? Because that was their firstborn son, and that was stipulated by the law that they had to present their firstborn and then redeem him by offering a sacrifice. At the same time, Mary, another stipulation of the law was the need to be purified for mothers who give birth. Wherever there is blood spilled, so to speak, right? Like in childbirth, there is a certain impurification that happens ritualistically. Because there's nothing bad in the blood. There's nothing bad in giving birth, right? There's nothing morally bad. No, but ritualistically, they were considered needful of or needing purification. So many times this was accomplished by just washing oneself in a pool. So normally, Jewish homes, they had a small pool where women, because of their monthly cycles, because it involves blood, they also had to purify themselves by going through water. So there's this, and then the washing of the hands before eating. When you enter a home, you have to wash your feet, wash your hands, and so forth, right? And then you become cleansed. However, this was brought to a very extreme degree, that such external, superficial cleanliness or cleansing became to be understood as a cleansing of a deeper kind, the deeper kind referring to the soul. So that's why our Lord clarified it. He clarified it saying that nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. So if a leper touches you, you become unclean, right? But this was only ritualistic, based on something in reality, because, I don't know, if leprosy was in some way contagious, and you could become a leper as well. So they had to stay far from each other. But what makes a person unclean, really, as the Lord says, are the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. Very interesting point of the Lord. When he had gone back into the house, the gospel continues, away from the crowd, the disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Do you not understand either? Can you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot make him unclean?" You know, unclean in the soul, meaning dirty, sinful, unpleasant to God. No. You eat, I don't know, whatever you eat. You don't become a sinner because eating that food or drinking certain liquids do not constitute a sin. And therefore, there is no need. I mean, a person is not does not need cleansing. Can you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot make him unclean? Because it does not go into his heart, but through his stomach and passes out into the sewer. Now, our Lord introduces the heart now. And the next sentence says, "Thus he pronounced all foods clean." So everything is clean. Pork is clean. Crocodile meat is clean as well. Whatever. And he went on, "It is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean." And the heart is involved there, where we make our decisions. Because our decisions may be sinful. And that really makes us unclean. Those make us sinners. When we decide to do what is evil, or when we decide to approve of what is evil, even if it's just in the mind, because we approved it, right? We agreed with it. We took pleasure in it. I mean, with a decision, I mean, pleasure sometimes can be cost. They can happen, pleasures happen because of our physiology, and there is no heart yet involved, although there is this, some enjoyment of it, because that's how you detect the pleasure, right? But the will is not yet there. Listen now, "For it is within," or from within, "that from men's hearts that evil intentions emerge. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean." See? So our Lord is drawing a line. Whereas before, what made you unclean were certain foods, certain activities. So, to the right of this line, so that was to the left of that line. But our Lord drew that line so that after, from here on onwards, what he wanted was that people adopt the view that what really makes you unclean are sins. These make us unpleasant to God. We don't please God with that. We become dirty with sin. These are sins, not facts. I mean, you know, we're talking about sex. No, it's the body parts are not sins. They're all good because God created them. It's how you use them, how you decide to use them, that could make you unclean. That's why our Lord had included in his enumeration fornication, adultery, which is the misuse of our sexual powers. So there you have it, the teaching of the Lord, from unclean externally to really what is really unclean is this, the dirt in our souls, which is from sin. Sin wherein we decide to approve or to do something wrong. Thank you for listening. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!